All right, I'm back with another tip. This tip is on sleeping. I've done a lot of videos on sleeping. There's some key things you need to know so you can actually have a good night's sleep. And by the way, if you're interested in weight loss, sleep is one of the most important things because if you're not sleeping, you're not going to lose weight. Most of your fat is burned at night, okay? So just make sure you're getting enough sleep. All right, if you have urination problems all night long, just by doing keto and intermittent fasting, you're going to correct that because that is a problem of insulin resistance. It's usually a pre-diabetes situation and it can be easily solved just by continuing to do healthy keto and intermittent fasting. Now, I created a blend of herbs and other things that are targeted to helping people sleep. I created this combination, it's called Sleep Aid, for myself. And really, what it does is it supports the body into a deeper delta wave sleep. It helps to reduce stress. And I've taken this product for many, many years. I don't take it anymore because I don't have any problem sleeping, but I used to. There's about a decade of my life where I did not sleep. There were even nights that I didn't even sleep 1 minute. I'll never forget, this was in my 20s. I was exhausted. There was a period that I wasn't sleeping, but there was one night that I laid down and I just could not sleep. My head was tired, but I just couldn't get into this sleep mode. So I laid there and I tossed and turned as my wife was sawing logs all night long. It was torture. It was 12 o'clock, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then it got to 7 o'clock in the morning. And it was at that time that I just got up and I was just so exhausted. And also, I was very irritable. So, not a good time in my life. All right, too much protein during the day can rev you up and keep you from sleeping. If you're bloated, that's going to affect your ability to sleep. I have a lot of videos on bloating. Vitamin D during the day, not before you go to bed, but sometimes maybe during the day in the morning can help you sleep. It tends to reset your circadian rhythms. Having more salt during the day, believe it or not, can help you sleep at night. Also, if you have insomnia and you're laying there, you can slow down your breath to a count of 4 seconds in and 4 seconds out. If you focus on that, you can actually help yourself sleep because people that have a hard time sleeping have a faster exhalation than an inhalation. Going for long walks, very, very important to help reduce stress and help you sleep. Not being on your cell phone or computer in the later part of the day can also help you sleep because that blue light on the screen can interfere with your circadian rhythms. Keeping your room a bit cooler can help you sleep. Keeping plants in the room and having your window open can definitely help you sleep. All right, there's a lot more in my videos, but these tips should definitely help you.